Mandy Malone's audio podcasts are for consenting adults only. The material contained on this and other podcasts is not intended for minors under the age of 18. 21 in jurisdictions where 21 is the age of majority, those who do not desire to be exposed to sexually explicit material, leave now. If your community does not allow such, you must also leave. Access is allowed only to adults who are familiar with sexually explicit material of this nature and who are not offended by this material and desire to be exposed to this material. This podcast may contain artistic and literary value as well as educational information regarding sexual matters relating to masturbation, cuckolding for responsible adults interested in this type of information. If you are easily offended or uncomfortable with this, please leave now. You must agree to release the creditors of this website, its owners, service providers, and other affiliates or agents from any and all liabilities. Click on this podcast only if you agree with these terms. Thank you. Time for a little update on my Masturbate on Command, who is a stroker, as you know, that I control, who is addicted to Miss Mandy. Now, I don't know if you know this or not, but his nickname comes from the fact that I am training him to come on my command. And I think that's pretty cool, don't you? His girlfriend is going to grad school, and my stroker has been trying to abstain from having sex with her, from coming, since I told him not to have an orgasm since he called last time. He's been doing a very good job, and he's going to be serving me more once she moves out. He wants me to own and control him, but I've got news for you, Masturbate on Command. I already do own and control you, which is proven by the fact that you just don't come unless I tell you to, which is not too often. We used some lunch meat the last time. He's not worthy of a woman's pussy. A meow. He loves the idea of me controlling his clit. Not big enough to be called a cock, so I'm going to call it a penis, not a cock. Now, this insinuates a small penis. You know, it's not about sex. It's a clinical term referring to a clitty. And, you know, I have a picture of Masturbate on Command's little cock, and it's very cute. It's nestled in this cute, sort of reddish blonde, furry penis hair, and it's very adorable. And one time I think he sent me a picture of it with a red bow on. I think it was last holiday, so maybe if I'm lucky he'll do it again this year. He likes the fact that I do not let him come. We do like to practice orgasm denial here and different forms of humiliation. He's not into guys and he's not feminine. He just likes good old-fashioned humiliation, which I'm very fond of. You know, I suggested that he go to a bar and tell a woman that he is not well endowed. And I said, you know, that would be humiliating. And you know what he said? He said that wouldn't be edgy enough. So I said it wouldn't. So I said, well, if that's the case, take her out to your car and ask her if she would look at your little penis and judge its size. So we shall see. So, he's going to get a webcam, and we're going to have him be creatively submissive on webcam. I am going to send his picture to one of my girlfriends, actually tonight, and see if she thinks his little clit is as cute as I do. You know none of us is going to want to be having any fun with that little clitty other than laughing at it. And he needs me to confirm his theory that he is not well endowed. But, you know, there must be plenty of people willing to tell him that because he's little. He needs to focus on the fact that since he's not going to be with a woman, not capable of satisfying a woman, he can only be turned on by being humiliated, which is what my purpose is. And he loves it. He says that he practices masturbating to the thought of me humiliating him. And that's what I want you other strokers out there to start to aspire to. Don't you think that's a great idea? I want him to try to have sex with a woman and not allow himself to have an erection. And that would make Miss Mandy happy. He needs to understand that he's just not adequate. So he's taking off his clothes, and I am about to humiliate him. I send him a really sexy picture of me, and let's see if that makes his pathetic penis soft to prove how inadequate he really is. And I told him to hump a pillow for me tonight, but he says the pillow just doesn't fit around his little tiny penis, so I don't know. We'll find something to use to make that tiny little penis twitch. Go stay limp for those other girls and aspire to Miss Mandy's pussy only. Bye-bye for now. And oh, for all you other little dick losers out there, dial my number, 1-877-732-6360 for your humiliation tonight. Bye-bye.